Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here, 221-1402. If you're calling from out of the area, it's 1-800-521-1989. It's the 14th of July. It's quickly. You're racing through the summer again. And speaking of quickly racing, here's our producer.
Good morning.
How you doing, Frosty?
I am doing good. It's a nice day out.
It's a nice day. And you know what? Speaking of nice, here's my soulmate. Linda.
Good morning. You know, don't you feel better when we get up in the morning and we work out before we get in here? It's I just feel like I really blow out the cobwebs.
Well, you know, working out early in the morning is what I'm used to. And it's, you know what, it works out for me and for you, for us, for a lot better.
Except for I couldn't
rest of our day is, you know, it's gone.
Except for I couldn't remember the name of the dentist.
I'm still having problems with that one.
Is that just wear CRS across the forehead? Hey, we have someone on the line, speaking of, because, you know, we love working out at Adamson's Peak Performance, and this morning we had just a great workout. Good morning,
Good morning, Joe. Linda. Morning, Carl.
You know, you sound so laid back, but I've seen you, what you're working out, when you get those people on the ground,
yeah,
and you put those sloshy tubes on
we
top
We kind of change personalities, don't we?
Well, I tell you what, you know, you people, everybody's smiling, you're, and then whack!
Well, you guys coming in this morning, you were trying to avoid the furniture syndrome. That's where your chest slips into your drawers. And that's what I wanted to talk about a little bit this morning.
Wait a minute, what's that called again?
The furniture syndrome.
Oh, the furniture syndrome. Your chest slips into your drawers.
That's right.
Ooh.
As we age, we become less active, our metabolism slows naturally, and our bodies begin to lose muscle to the tune of about a half a pound a year when you're in middle age and in your senior years.
Don't even get Carl going on the granny joke.
No granny joke.
All right.
But the result of that is creeping obesity. As our metabolism slows down and our eating doesn't, obesity begins to creep on. There's a very, very good solution to that. And it's one that is not necessarily the first thing people think of when they get into an exercise program to prevent fat. They're usually dieting or they're going walking or whatever. But in reality, strength training is probably the number one thing that they could and should be doing. You can add muscle, and you can maintain muscle even when you're dieting, and you can add muscle even in middle age and even in those senior years. So strength training, whether it be, sometimes it's called resistance training, sometimes it's called weight training, it's basically lifting weights, using your body weight, using bands or whatever. But it is a means of preserving muscle, which is just critical. They actually estimate that 1 pound of muscle added through strength training can help to the tune of about 350 calories per week of additional energy expenditure. So if your listeners are out there and they're not including strength training in their workouts, they really need to.
We love it when you call us with your fitness tips, Joe. And as we know, we get in and out of the car, we pick up a package, our kids, our dogs, or whatever, even emptying the dishwasher, you can throw something out. And that's why it's so important to keep those core muscles, fit.
That's absolutely for sure.
All right, well, we're on the phone with Joe Adamson from Adamson's Peak Performance, where we go. And you know what? We challenge you tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. to meet us there. The first class is free. We'll see you there. Thanks, Joe. We got to go.
Thanks, Linda, Carl.
All right. This is Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, you know, we've got a three-hour show here today, and we called Rush's station and said, hey, Rush, can you give us a couple of hours for some really important stuff here in local? And he goes, he said no. Anyway.
The phones are lit up this morning.
Yeah, they started. Hey, Pat, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Now, no more granny jokes, because I are one.
Oh. Well, we are, too.
We are, too.
Okay, I called yesterday, but I called too late, and I didn't get everything out that I wanted to say.
Okay.
And my first issue that I wanted to address was regarding the appointment of these czars.
Yeah, the czars.
The czars.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's a Jack Kingston, who is a congressman, and you can Google him and check him out because he has a lot of information of, regarding the czars.
Uh-huh.
He has all their resumes, and some of the salaries are posted. He's also got an amendment to the Financial Services Appropriation Bill that would stop funding for salaries for these czars, because most of them are in the six figures.
Of course.
And without the advice and consent of the Congress. In other words, before they, these people get paid, they have to be approved by the Senate.
Mm-hmm.
But what Obama has done, he's tried to circumvent Article 2, Section 2 of the Constitution by appointing these czars, and people need to be aware of it. The second thing that I wanted to talk about was this Cloward and Piven strategy, which started in 1966. I believe Glenn Beck has mentioned this on his show, and it's named after Columbia University sociologist Richard Andrew Cloward and Francis Fox Piven. And this is the strategy. It seeks to hasten the fall of capitalism, and I'm quoting, by overloading the government bureaucracy with a flood of impossible demands, thus pushing society into crisis and economic collapse. That's what's happening now.
Yeah, you know, in fact, we're going to, later on this week or two, we're going to talk about it, because today it was announced that for the first time we've gone over $1 trillion. We're at $1.1 trillion deficit. First time in the history of this country. And there, and part of this is you know, this rush to fix things that may not need to be fixed.
Right.
Like this. And, but this is something that we are going to be discussing this week. Cause I've got, I've got two or three articles I've been researching for this one, Pat.
Yeah, people need to know.
Yeah, you know, this is getting, it's, and, you know, and again, we've talked about the asymmetric, way he, the Obama administration, which is, by the way, it's working, is to coming in from five or six different angles with different things, and nobody can just focus on one of them and say, hey, wait a minute, this is too much money. And then the next one rolls in and they say, this, well, this one's too much money. You know, we haven't even gotten to tax and destroy, or cap and trade is what other people call it, or the health plan yet. And I tell you what, you think it's bad now. I mean, this could go, the amount of money in this deficit could go even more than $1 trillion. Next year, maybe could even double. So this is a very scary thing, and I think people need to take a step back, and before we just rush into this, headlong into this, is just say, what is this going to cost our kids? You know, you're a grandmother, you know, I'm a grandfather. The fact is, even though I'm a very young, you know, grandfather, you know, I had my first child when I was 10, that, this is going to cost my grandkids money. So, you know, there's something wrong with that. We should be handing them a success, not a deficit.
A failure.
Yeah. Okay, Pat, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you for calling.
Sidebar.
Okay.
Last night, when we were, you know, kind of after dinner and deciding that, you know, let's just turn on a little TV, John Voight.
Yeah.
John Voight hung himself out.
Would you say his Hollywood career is over?
No, because we know that he's conservative. But did he name names, and did he state facts? Did he?
Well, you know, he went after Obama, and he said he has been
accusations as well.
Yeah, he said he's been really, people have gone after him. But you know, in Hollywood, for a conservative, unless you're big, like maybe Bruce Willis, and John Voight is maybe Academy Award winner, but he's not big like De Niro or you know, or
he works all the time.
Well, he does. He works all the time, but he's not huge. You know, like Tom Hanks and those guys. So, but, you know, this could, I just wonder how this is going to impact on his life.
And I don't think he cares, honey.
I don't think he
I
does.
Don't
you know,
think
well,
he
that's
gives
good
a rat's,
too. A rat's butt.
No, I don't think he does. And at the end of that particular interview last night with, I don't know, I think it was on Hannity, he talked about Sotomayor.
Yep. Well, you know, there's some questions about the lady. And, you know, I would just like somebody just to say to her, what do you know? Are you willing to close down the border and throw illegals out of this country? Would you are you willing to if that law comes in front of you, would you hold that? And do you believe an American citizen has the right to own a weapon? If he, you know, under the laws, he is not a felon. He or she is not a felon. that does an American citizen have the right to own a weapon of their choice?
Does it frustrate you when you hear people ask a politician or many times people in leadership a question and they can't answer with yes,
well,
no?
Well, you know, at where I come from, you know, in the military, you don't get maybe this, maybe that. You get yes or no's, or you get do this, don't do that. And you know what? People like that. People like to know where they stand. And I defy anybody to pin down a congressman except to say, hey, do you want to raise next year? Then you may hear it. Hey, Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, of course, Cypress Square Barbershop, 2463 Athens Avenue. It's open Monday through Friday because I need to rest on Saturday and Sunday. It's where I go to get my haircut, and I get my haircut a lot. DC and Tim and the Mysterious Haircutter cut hair the way you want it. They've got great prices, and men and moms, these are barbers. They are not cosmetologists. They are not stylists. They're going to cut your hair. And they got a great selection of magazines, especially those National Geographic for the young men. Start your son off right, Mom. Get him down there to man's last stronghold.
And leave him there. Just drop him off and leave him.
That's right. You know what? He'll come back a better man. And not only that, but understand there's a lot more people showing up down there. So, you know, just leave me a spot. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold.
We had a caller on the phone.
Dan, thanks for waiting.
Good morning, Dan.
Hi, how you doing, Carl?
Hey,
Linda?
Yeah, thanks for waiting. We're sorry. We've had a lot of stuff this morning.
Oh, that's okay.
What's up?
See, I was listening to Pat, and she's pretty much right on the money on what's going on, but there's something more serious going on closer to home in this state right here, and that's all this new particulate regulations coming down on all of our heavy diesel equipment.
Okay.
That is going to just, I mean, we're a small excavation company. And basically, our dump truck's going to be illegal after 2012. And to meet their standard, the state's forcing people to go out and spend $100,000, $150,000, or in some cases on larger equipment, $500,000, $1 million.
To change out the engines?
To upgrade their equipment to meet, I think it's what they call their Tier 3 standards.
Well, this counts for school buses and things like this, too,
doesn't
it?
Well, no, they very artfully exempt state vehicles and, county and stuff like that. It's basically, from what I understand, targeted right at private industry. And you take some of your, you know, excavation companies in town a little larger, let's say, not a plug for them, but like Axner or somebody like that, uh-huh. They've got to replace a certain percentage of their fleet with vehicles and heavy equipment, dozers, backhoes, and stuff that meet the Tier 3 standard. And this Tier 3 standard is only good until, like, 2017 or 2020, and then they have to replace it up to Tier 4, from what I understand, which nobody really even knows what the Tier 4 is going to be yet.
So you can't even go to Tier 4 to try and save some money because it hasn't been identified yet.
No, they basically have set no limits on this thing. What they would really like to do is to get rid of the diesel engine altogether.
So what are you supposed to use in your dump truck or your cat or your road grader?
Well, if you have an electronically controlled injection system in, let's say, a dump truck, for instance, you can put this huge catalytic converter system on it that just runs at a horrific temperature.
Right.
And it costs, $18,000 to $25,000 for this kind of like a catalytic converter unit, which is just going to kill motors to start with. But I think basically the basic intent is to try and shove people that appear to be making a little money into buying new equipment so it generates more tax revenue for the state.
Okay, so what they're saying is the new equipment has that on it already.
Well, it's, not some of them, not right now. I mean, it's coming.
Yeah.
But I know of one motor that has one on right now, and I think it's a Mercedes-Benz engine that meets the standard, but they've been pretty unreliable.
Yeah. Dan, have you addressed this to any of our representatives?
Nobody really wants to talk about it. They all sat right there when this thing was signed by Schwarzenegger. I went to all the meetings. There's a panel of about four people sitting up there that have never lifted a finger in private industry. They're all from the environmental community. One of them on the truck thing was from a prototype electric car company, which went broke. It's so ridiculous. Right now, at a point when the state's going broke, you're slapping the last bit of revenue generators right in the face. and forcing them to go out and buy a bunch of equipment stuff or add stuff onto their equipment that they really can't afford because there's no work out there.
You know, this, again, the stupidity of our elected representatives.
Well, I'd like to know where our Board of Supervisors is at on this. I mean, you know, they've got to stand up and start saying no. That's enough.
Well, that's good. You know, we need to do. You know, that's a good point to address. Is if the first line of defense is the Board of Supervisors, where are they?
Well, the problem is, like Siskiyou County, for instance, is exempt because of their population.
Yeah. Hey, well, Dan, we've got a hard break here. But thanks for your phone call, and don't call us back again here in a week or two. Let's talk some more about this, okay? Thank you very much. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk, 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Carl Lindebaugh. Hey, Dan, I'm sorry we got cut off there, but this is really really important what you're talking about, especially the fact that when you got into about the Board of Supervisors being the first ones to stand up to this. I would be interested to hear about that. Now, we've got a couple of some things that are going on. We have some people on the line, but we've got some things that are running hot today. Investigators are closing in on a group of people they think may be responsible for luring that little cat out Wednesday night and setting it on fire. And by the way, the reward is up to $6,000 now. Again, these people, whatever you think about animals, cats, dogs, whatever, whether you like them or not, or, I don't care. When you set something on fire for perverse excitement, there's something wrong with this person and these people, because I think there was three of them or four of them.
Probably. Okay.
No. Well, whatever it is that, our sweet screener here, Carrie, our sweet receptionist here, she said something that should be done to him. It just kind of blew me away, but I can't even mention it.
Well, people they're very outraged. I really believe that many people feel right now with what's happening in our country, what's happening on many levels, that it's out of our control. So when there is an innocent animal that has been tortured and killed in such a manner that people just, what can I do? I can write a check. At least I can do something. We're going to make this. We're going to have justice. We need justice for this injustice.
Yes. Freedom. Okay, here's a couple other things. The tax assessor, the Shasta County tax assessor, is looking at your property, people, and they are adjusting your tax rates. Just got something in the mail yesterday that dropped the value of our house, which is bad, but it's going to lower our tax rates, which is good. If you haven't received a letter and you're not sure if they have reassessed your property, let's go down to the Shasta County tax assessor, because they've sent out a total of 25,000 property owners should have received a mailed notice from the assessor's office about their tax reductions. If you haven't, you've got to 30 November to request a review. And we went down there and we have done that, a while ago. And there, it's a real easy thing to do. So this may save you up to $1,000 a year. And I don't know about you, but I can always use $1,000 a year to help pay for the added fees that President Obama's given us. Okay. The DA is making an announcement. Besides his Twinkle Toes from Dancing with the Stars, and by the way, he was a moving little dervish of salsa dancing.
It was a great night.
Mr. Benito.
It was a fun night.
But anyway, he's going to make an announcement today in a couple hours about what they're going to do on these two bar incidents. If you remember Adam Martinez, we talked about this last week on the show, about what was going on with this case, and there had been no resolution. Well, they've come to one over the weekend, I guess, and they're going to make the announcement today about charges or no charges for that one, and also one down at Jerry's, or Johnny's, I guess, a bouncer hit somebody, knocked him unconscious outside the bar. So there's going to be an announcement for both of these incidents about what's going to happen. And at least it should bring closure on one side, or at least partial closure on one side, and open up a can of worms on the other.
Oh boy. Hey, speaking of Dancing with the Stars, kind of backward, Kruger was a monster.
From Channel 7?
Wow.
The news guy, right? I mean, the weather guy.
Weather guy did the robot, and he brought the house down.
He was built like that. He could do that so perfectly, but Weatherman, stick to the robot. You know, when you started doing some other stuff, it was scary.
He was good.
You were great on the robot.
Oh, my gosh. And he knew it.
Oh, yeah.
He knew it, that he was, you know.
He was great.
He might not have been good at the other stuff, but that's what he mastered in.
You know what? Anybody that was out there for Dancing with the Stars has got my five-star approval rating.
Kudos.
Kudos for guts and, you know, good attitude, great attitude from these people. You know, I applaud them. Anybody that was out there in front of 800 people dancing their little hearts out.
Shasta Women's Refuge and YMCA. I think they did very well. It was a packed house.
I think so, too. Hey, Gary, good morning.
Good morning, Linda and Carl.
Hi.
My comments dovetail with the last caller on the EPA and cleaning up the diesel.
Yeah.
Yesterday, Tom Sullivan's talk show was out of Sacramento, and he was interviewing the owner of a heavy equipment rental business, and they're shutting him down because his equipment does not comply. However, they were willing to give him $85,000 of taxpayers' money to retrofit his $7,000 tractor.
Okay, they're going to give him $84,000 of our taxpayers' money to retrofit a $7,000 tractor.
Those are his words verbatim.
And which...
Where's the rest go? The
No, the $84,000. It's going to cost him $84,000 to fix the $7,000 item.
And then another fellow chimed in who has a big crane company. Same problem. He can't even bid on jobs because his cranes won't be in compliance, and you just don't go to a dealership, a John Deere or somebody, and say, I want a crane tomorrow. These things cost $300,000 to $1.5 million and have to be ordered a long time in advance. And like the fellow mentioned earlier, they're changing the rules, and that's what they said. They changed the rules so you don't know how to comply other than right now, and you don't know what it will cost you a few years or a year down the line. And one of the compliances was it's a filter or some type of gizmo on the exhaust. And the only place they could put it is in the front of the cab of the loader, which means the loader operator had limited vision, so he was not in compliance with OSHA. And the insanity keeps coming.
You know, this... You know, Gary and Dan, I really appreciate that phone call because, you know, people get into this thing about, oh, we got to save the environment. But you do this, you know, in such a way as you're destroying the economy to save the environment. How does that save the environment? Because if there's no money coming in, no tax revenue, and you're putting people out of business, you know, what's that do? I mean, it, what is more important? I mean, can't we have a balance here? If there's something that, you know, it says it's going to cost you $84,000 to fix a $7,000 machine. And by the way, I would upgrade, except I'm afraid in 2 more years I'd have to upgrade again because nobody can tell me what it's going to look like. Is this ridiculous?
Do you think they'll be leaving the state at that point? If you owned a business, would you just go, let's just pack up and leave?
I've just had it with California. You know, I mean, at what point do they stand up and just say, you know what? You're getting paid every month or every week. You know, assemblyman and senator, why don't you earn your money? Hey, Gary.
Oh, by the way, one a bright spot, the proposition will qualify for the 210 ballot to put our legislature on a part-time basis like it was prior to 1966.
Well, you know what? It can't get any worse.
No.
Okay, we've got a lot of things, you know, a lot of things coming up this week to talk about other things that are going on, that people are signing petitions on too about stopping the money going to illegal babies that are born here.
Yes.
So we're going to talk about that too. That seems to be, I've never heard of that, but it just seemed like that hit my, that hit our email too. But hey, Gary, thank you so much for your phone call.
Take care. Bye.
All right. We got to take a break here. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Hang on the phone there. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS. Woo! Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Hey, they're going to repair cracks up to 11 inches in your windshield. Insurance companies aren't going to tell you that your windshield can be fixed with a crack over 6 inches. But if you go see Jeff Wurst, he's going to save you a lot of money. Now, he can fix everything from the dings to the serious. Both Carl and I have had our windshields fixed at Crackmaster Windshield Repair. That's 3208 Market Street.
Great. You know what? We talked to a young man the other day, and I'm going to try and get him on the show when we start doing our small business week.
Which should be towards the end of July.
Toward the end of July. But one of the things he said is the state of Oregon, Southern Oregon, is coming into California and poaching us, people. They're taking about two businesses a month from California up to Southern Oregon.
I wonder why.
And we're going to talk about that, about how that happens. But it's when he explained to me what they were doing, it is so simple what they're doing. And why aren't we in Northern California doing it? Except, you know, I mean, we have our problems. But if somebody wants to relocate, these guys have got the right idea how to do it.
Let's go to the phones.
Okay. Bruce, good morning.
Well, good morning, guys. Just to amplify a little bit on your last two callers, our esteemed Air Resource board members that sit in their air conditioned office down there and make laws that people are going to have to comply with. It's costing the state a ton of money in respect of all the Caltrans equipment has to be shipped out or sold out of the state now. And the revenue that they lose there is from 30 to 50%. And the other issue is, what are they going to do about over-the-road trucks? I mean, I'm sure they would like them all to go away, but why would you want to register a truck in California?
You wouldn't.
Out of the state.
But if trucks travel in California, do they have to meet the EPA standards or California standards?
I do know that I have a friend that's got a reefer unit.
Uh-huh.
They told him that he wanted to know if he could come into the state in 212 with his reefer, and they told him no. He had to be in compliance, and so he wanted to know if he could come in with dry freight with reefer, and they said no. So we don't know. I do know that a lot of municipalities are locking them out on the DMV registration where all the equipment has to go out. But just the number of sales that Caltrans alone sells out of the state now, and they're broke, so they're losing revenue from all their equipment sales that have to leave the state. So.
Who's running the place?
I don't know where our legislatures and this Air Resource Board, how much power they have, but at some point in time, you know, there's a lot of trucks that come into this. You know, if they're going to lock them out in 3 days, there will be nothing on the shelves here. Why would you, as a business owner in a trucking industry, want to register here?
Yeah. Oh, that's a good point.
Nope. Anyhow.
Okay. Hey, thanks a lot.
You bet.
Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning there. I got a couple things to say. That deal with trucks and stuff.
Uh-huh.
As soon as they get the truckers beat up, then they're going to start on the little guys with the diesel Dodge, Ford, Chevy type things,
uh-huh.
And whip up on them. And so they better start thinking about talking to that board down there. And another thing, Nevada's doing the same thing you just talked about Oregon doing. I'm a construction worker, and I've worked all over, and I was working in Nevada for a while.
Uh-huh.
Now, the architect that was working for our firm, designing things for AT&T that we were working for. Anyhow, this guy came in and he said, hey, you know, we had a bunch of people laid off. We're pulling them all back in now, rehiring them, and they've got little companies like, say, a 10-man manufacturing operation. They came to them and said, hey, we need a building, and if you can find us this building, now we're going to need this, this, and this in it. We need you to design something because we got a 10-man operation thing here. And so they're doing the same thing. The governor himself is putting things out to entice people. I mean, he's welcoming people over there. And this is the same thing that happens right here in good old Shasta County with the nitwits that run the building department. It takes you forever to get a building permit. Over there, they run it through and help you. And I know another guy that was offered, if he would bring his business to Arizona, they'd give him at least 6 months free free rent and free tax. Wouldn't have to pay taxes for, I guess, 6 months. So they're doing the same thing, and the people here in California are such nitwits, they don't understand what's going on, or if they do, they daggone sure don't care what's going on. And before long, the only people that are going to be left here in the state of California is state workers and welfare recipients. And that's the tax-based incomes, and the little guy that they're making, trying to equal taxes of, I can't think what I want to say, but anyhow, it's the little guy that's carrying the load.
Yeah, And they're, what they're going to do is they're going to push out the big business.
Exactly.
And when they
yes.
do that, who's going to take up the burden? They're going to have to start raising taxes and fees. Hey, thank
you. That's what I got to say. So thank you very much.
Well, you bet, Ron. Thanks a lot. Hey, you know, right before we take this break, I want to talk about who Mary Nichols is. She's a, the chairman of the California Air Resources Board. Okay. And her claim to fame is she initiated the precedent setting test cases under the Federal Clean Air Act and California air quality laws while practicing as a staff attorney for the Center of Law in the public interest. She was one of the Clinton administration's assistant administrators. And her priorities include moving the state's landmark climate change program ahead, as well as steering the board through numerous efforts to curb diesel pollution at ports and continue to pass regulations aimed at providing cleaner air for Southern California and San Joaquin Valley. Okay. That's who's in charge of the board. This is somebody who's made her whole reputation in and making the air cleaner mm-hmm. by taking on diesel and who else? Every other polluter.
Well, you know, there's a balance. Anyway,
there is a balance.
There's a balance.
Come on. You know, I haven't gone through everybody else on the board, but I imagine most of them are kind of like that. Hey, we've got to take a break here, and we've got a couple of things we want to talk about, too, including my rant about banning tobacco in the military. Carl and Abbott, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. You know, they've got Espresso Joe's there, and they've got all the coffee fixing things that you need. They're selling espresso machines. They've got coffee presses, and they're selling gourmet coffee beans from 1 to 5 pounds at great prices. And then plus the people there will make you the best cup of coffee you're going to find in this town. And then naturally that walk-in humidor, the finest up here in the North State. So any type of cigars, and they're having a sale on cigars there too. Okay. You know, I guess it's, you know, it's appropriate that we come in with Tobacco and Brew as a sponsor, because it's been a new study that's commissioned by the Pentagon and the Department of Veteran Affairs recommends a complete ban on tobacco, which would end tobacco sales on military bases and prohibit smoking by anyone in uniform, even in combat zones. You know, according to the study, they're saying tobacco inhibits or impairs military readiness in the short term, blah, 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 blah. They say that they're going to take, you know, maybe phase that out, even if it takes 20 years. You know, it would obviously, and then one of the things they talked about, too, is the way we'd do it is, you know, over a period of time, anybody that enlisted into the service would be, you know, would say, you know, that they can, you know, they are not tobacco users. And then they would be, and then, of course, people already in would be kind of grandfathered in it. Now, if the people that are making this study and Gates, and, you know, his great wisdom, you're in a combat situation, you're 18 years old, your platoon sergeant who's been in 10 years, or your gunny that's been in 15 years, has got a cigar in his mouth, or he's got a cigarette or a wad of chewing tobacco. You don't think that's going to be shared? And so what if the gunny shares his tobacco with the corporal? Does that make the gunny a lawbreaker? Or does it make the corporal a lawbreaker? I mean, what are you going to do about that? I mean, how stupid is this?
It's kind of like 51 rounds.
You know what? It's the 51 rounds, except it's in tobacco. Let me tell you something. 30 years in the Marine Corps, you know, deployed all around the world. You know, we would get in discussions about almost everything. At the end of it, we didn't worry about each other's loyalty or care, you know, covering each other's back. We don't care if you were black, white, brown, green. It was either, you were either light green, dark green, but you're all Marine. You know, that was the thing. Same thing in the Army and the other services. So what do you have here is we want to stop our soldiers and Marines and our warriors from using tobacco. Hey, wake up, Pentagon. Wake up, Obama administration. Wake up, Gates. You want to worry about something? How about worrying about a 21-year-old who's got 5 combat tours? How about IEDs? Worry about that. How about our equipment that is stressed to the max and they don't have any replacements for it? How about taking the good news, we're taking you out of Iraq. The bad news is we're putting you in Afghanistan. We're getting killed over there. What about these things? Why don't you worry about that? Who is running this country? Who is running the Pentagon? They come out and say, oh, this is bad, so we're going to ban tobacco. You know what? How are you going to do it? The only way you're going to do that is to ban it in the country. How can you stop people from doing it? You're going to court-martial a Silver Star winner because he's got a cigarette in his mouth? Is that how you're going to do it? You know what, SecDef, President Obama, Congress, since there's so few of you that have done it, why don't you put a helmet on? Why don't you put on some combat gear? Why don't you walk down a street in Kabul or take a ride in the IED alley in Iraq or one in Afghanistan? Then you might find out what's truly important and get your heads out of your butts. Of course, that's just my opinion. It's
on this day, 1983. Whoa. Be glad that you are where you are today with the weather, because this day in 1983 was 113. Well, that was actually in 111. It was the hottest spot in the nation on both days. Hot enough to send in the relief workers. So just have a great day.
Okay. Hey, look, this is Carl on the Bottom, Free Fire Radio.
Passion.
On News Talk 1400 KQMS. And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?